A cursory look over her shoulder and a shrug answered my question, and then she homed in on me again. You know, life in a remote place, a place like Moses Lake, isn't for everyone. Her voice grew louder as a band warmed up on stage. Around the room, the carnival games were being taken down to allow a dance to begin. Oh, people think it seems wonderful. Move to the lake, get away from it all. But things aren't always easy in a small community. It doesn't suit some people. I'm sure it doesn't. Where had my mother gone? Your father knew that. Goodness, he didn't want to admit it, of course. But he knew this place was wrong for your mother. Too quiet, too slow-paced. That's why he never brought her back here to live after they married. He was afraid something would happen like, well, what happened? Suddenly she had my full attention. What do you mean, what happened? Mrs. Underhill, if there's something you'd like to tell me, please just spit it out. She turned her face away slightly, touched manicured nail tips delicately just above her mouth, careful to avoid her lipstick. I shouldn't say, but, well, there were rumors, of course. It was all over town. She wasn't very discreet.